This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello everybody, a huge warm welcome to the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, with you up until 8 o'clock tonight. So keep it here on Phoenix 98.0 FM and PhoenixFM.com. Huge thanks, as ever, to Joe Bailey for another brilliant Drive Time show. And now it's me. What's coming up on the show that goes like this tonight? Well, be very, very excited. This is my life hack special. Oh yes, more life hacks than you can shake several sticks at, and maybe an even better way to shake a stick at something than shaking a stick. Who knows? Plus loads of tracks with the word life in them. Yes, I'm coming to you live from our Phoenix Studio One here in Brentwood, sharing as many tips to make your life better than I possibly can squeeze into 2 hours tonight with some tracks that are sure to keep you happy too. Your ears will be pleased if you listen to this. Your life will be better after listening to this. How exciting is that? Let's get us started. Remember, all the tracks have the word life in them. There is one where the band has the word life in it. Otherwise, every other title, life in it somewhere, because it's a life hack special. Very, very exciting. Here's Bon Jovi.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted.
Yeah. community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Hope you're having a wonderful evening today, this fine Tuesday. What date is it? That was me checking the date. It's the 23rd of May. Fabulous. Now, a couple of life hacks to get you going. To help identify your suitcase on a moving luggage rail that whizzes around, if you have a kind of generic coloured suitcase, tie a small piece of bright coloured fabric to it. Saves a lot of time checking if it's your bag or not. That's a good idea. If you want to cross out words that you don't want to be legible, instead of scribbling lines over them, write random letters and words over the original. That is awesome. I like that one. What else can I tell you? Well, you can waterproof a pair of non-waterproof shoes by rubbing them in beeswax. Oh, yes. And if you want to iron a shirt and you don't want to get, you know, hindered by the buttons, just turn it inside out. Easily iron over the button side by ironing your shirt inside out. Fabulous. See, those kind of things will be going on throughout the show tonight. I'll be helping you get through life with my own life hacks. Fabulous. Keep it here, 98.0. PhoenixFM.com. It's the show that goes like this. Here with his life is Billy Joel.
Life. Go ahead with your own life.
Phoenix FM.
Billy Joel and My Life. Fantastic. If you just joined us, all the tracks tonight are going to have the word life in them somewhere, because it's the 23rd of May. It's my Life Hacks special here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Prepare to have your life enhanced by just listening along until 8 o'clock tonight. Fabulous. Did you know, if you've ever highlighted a passage in a book and then wished you could get rid of the highlighted page, if you use lemon juice on a cotton swab and rub it across it, it will make it virtually undetectable. See, it's those kind of things you'd never even think of if you didn't hear them. I love how useful that is. Also, if you're the kind of person that has a huge bunch of keys with a lot of keys that are difficult to identify, far better than paint is to use nail polish. Different colours to identify certain keys, and it will last much longer than spraying paint onto them. Nail polish, yes. That could be really useful. I like that. See, it's stuff like that you're going to hear throughout the show and go, huh, that's good. And also, if you have a dustpan with a handle with a hole in it, you can put that into a small sink. If there's a sink that's not big enough to fill up a bucket, you can let the water fill up the dustpan, pour down the handle and into a bucket, out of the sink like that. Very, very useful. Show that goes like this, Life Hack Special. Here's Dido.
I haven't ever really found a place that I call home. I never stick around quite long enough to make it. I apologize, but once again I'm not in love. But it's not as if I mind that your heart ain't exactly breaking. It's just a thought, only a thought. But if my life is for rent and I don't learn to buy, well, I deserve. Travel the world alone and live more simply. I have no idea what's happened to that dream, but there's really nothing left here to stop me. It's just a thought, only a thought. If my life is for rent and I don't, I'm nothing more than I get. 'Cause nothing I have is truly mine. If my life is for rent and I don't run to buy, well, I just say.
Nothing more than I get. There's nothing I have is true.
There's nothing I have is truly mine. There's nothing I have is truly mine.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Dido, Life for Rent. This is Ben Simmons with a show that goes like this, with more life hacks than you can get a big stick and shake at a load of life hacks. Anyway, what else can I tell you to enhance your life? Well, have you ever cleaned out a bin or recently taken a bin bag out of a bin and there's all liquid in the bottom and it's got all horrible, it's sort of food juice and stinks and you're like, oh, why do I have to deal with this? Why not try putting newspaper at the bottom of your bin? Just a couple of sheets, it will absorb food juices and therefore you won't have to deal with that kind of problem in the future. That's great, isn't it? Just simple things like that. Also, I didn't know this one. You can bounce batteries to see if they're good or bad. If you drop them on a table from about 10-15 centimetres, about 6 inches up, and they give one small bounce and fall over, they are good. If they bounce around any more than that, they're dead or close to being on the way out. Brilliant. Love stuff like that. Here comes another track, and then we will do some celebrity birthdays. Right now, though, time for Evanescence.
So now
Phoenix FM.
Evanescence is rather brilliant. Bring Me to Life. Now, I did say after that track we would get into some celebrity birthdays, not leaving them out of a Life Hack special. Oh no. So, who's celebrating today? Well, comedy actor and personality Richard Ayoade is 46 today. Dame Joan Collins is 90 today. Black Panther director Ryan Coogler is 37 today. Comic Bob Mortimer is 64 today. Former Chancellor George Osborne is 52 today. TV chef Michelle Rood Jr. is 63 today. And formerly of the Sugar Babes, Heidi Range is 38 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And as ever, if you are celebrating a birthday, very many happy returns of the day to you as well. Hope you're having a good one. It's lovely and sunny in our Brentwood studio here and outside the studio as well. Don't know how we've managed to make sunshine come into the room. Well, via a window, I suppose. But hope it's sunny wherever you are too. Evening's getting longer. Middle of summer approaching. I like it. Let's hope we won't have any ridiculous heat waves like we had last year. And temperature records being broken. Let's just hope it will be sunny and lovely and a great summer in 2023. That could be fabulous to look forward to. So plenty more life hacks to look forward to, like this one as well. Most mould cases in your bathroom can be completely avoided by keeping the door open during and after a shower. Lack of ventilation and high humidity are the cause of most bathroom mould cases. There we go, see? Things to help you through life on the show that goes like this, with me, Ben Simmons, on this life hack special this fabulous Tuesday evening. Keep it here, 98.0, phoenixfm.com, also available on smart speaker. Just ask it to play Phoenix FM. And right now, time for a little bit of Girls Aloud.
I suppose I know. when summer slipped away. So chill now, whoa, we've got many years to go. So take it day by day.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Preparing to make your life better for the next couple of hours. Oh yes. Such as sharing with you this information. There are certain plants that are good at keeping certain bugs away from your home. Fleas and ticks if you have pets. Rosemary will make them not want to stay inside. In case you didn't know, spiders, ants and the like can be repelled with peppermint. Catnip can make your cat go crazy and is good at keeping mosquitoes away. So is marigold, which can keep aphids away as well. Houseflies can be kept away with some basil in your home. And lavender, good at repelling moths, fleas, flies and mosquitoes. See, all that kind of stuff, love that. Would never have thought of that. Also, if you have, I realise in these days of high energy bills, this may not be all that appealing, but if you have a tumble dryer and you're prepared to put it on for 10 minutes, you may not need to iron clothes. You can get wrinkles out of shirts or light trousers by throwing a few ice cubes or a wet washing cloth in the dryer with the wrinkled clothes. As the ice melts, the water will turn to steam and remove the wrinkles. Not as effective with heavier clothing, but incredible for lighter fabrics. Some ice cubes in the tumble dryer as it dries. You'll get steam in there, which will remove wrinkles and creases from lighter fabrics. I think that's quite incredible. Also, if you don't take a photo very well, and I don't mean you don't have the ability to frame it and you don't get good focus, etc. I mean, if you don't look natural in photos, try squinting your eyes very slightly. It can make a smile look much more genuine if you have a slight squint in your eyes. See, who'd have thought that? Life hack to make you look more natural in photos. Fantastic. It's a life hack. It's a lifesaver. Could it save a life? Good link. Here's the fray. Don't judge your own link. Sorry.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. She goes left and you stay right. Between the lines, fear and blame. You begin to wonder why you came. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere along in the bitterness. And I put out, stayed up with you all night. And I know how to save a life. Let him know that you know best. Cause after all, you do know best. Try to slip past his defense without granting innocence. drive until you lose the road. A break with the ones you follow. He will do one of two things. He will admit to everything, or he'll say he's just not the same. And you'll begin to wonder why you came. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend. Somewhere along his bitterness, and I put out stayed with you all night. And I know how to save a life. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend. Somewhere along his bitterness, and I put out stayed with you all night.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Have you ever wanted to skim stones successfully and wanted some kind of mathematical formula, if I could even say the word mathematical? Skim stones successfully with a mathematical formula. Yes, that's what I can help you with on the show that goes like this tonight. It's my life hack special. Apparently, if you tilt rocks at a 20 or stones, pebbles, at a 20 degree angle, and throw them towards the water at a 20-degree angle, that is the optimal chance to have a successful skim that goes a long way across the water. It's all about a 20-degree angle. How you actually judge that while you're throwing it, I'm not quite sure. Now, here's something interesting I've never heard before. If you think you've got a mouse problem somewhere in your garage, your attic, somewhere, loft, something similar, cellar, use a strobe light. If you set them on a smart timer to go on at sunset and off at sunrise, the mice might still try and get in, but they won't stay. They do not like a strobe light. Again, these days of saving money on electric and stuff like that, are you going to want to leave a strobe light going off for 5 hours, 6 hours all night? Not quite sure about that, but anyway, it does work. You can keep mice out of your home with a strobe light. Yes. Also, in case you didn't know this, surely you know this, you've heard other people doing it, haven't you? If you're using a car phone and having a conversation over the speakers, be aware that anything you say can be heard when your car is stopped in traffic at traffic lights, etc. Did you not know that? Well, if you have a person on the other end of the phone and you don't even know, then it could be troublesome. But if you're driving, maybe you're too distracted, you're focusing on other things, you know, you're not aware that other people are listening to your conversation outside the car. Now, what about times when you've been desperate to start a fire? Arsonists out there going, yep, know what you mean. But to properly build a fire, you need to have some kind of kindling, some sort of fuel, some sort of tinder. So, obviously, we use wood very frequently as the fuel for a fire. If you're in a barbecue situation, if you're in a forest or something like that, please do it responsibly. You know, I'm talking about creating a fire for warmth while sheltering, whilst camping or something like that, not irresponsibly starting a forest fire, of course. Yes. Now, if you wanted something to help start a fire easily, you can create tinder with dryer lint. Lint out of your tumble dryer. We've just talked about putting ice cubes in your tumble dryer to help get creases out of clothes. What about that, though? Yes, empty the bit of the dryer that collects fibres and stuff. It'll all be clogged together somehow, some way, and there's a way to empty lint from your tumble dryer. And you could store that. Some people have suggested storing it in old toilet roll tubes. And then you can take that with you if you're going camping or something like that and need to start a fire and need something to help get light quickly, then dryer lint could be the option for you. There we go. Well, many people listening to this program will have a lust for life. Many people will now know some life hacks they didn't know before. Iggy Pop also has a lust for life. Train spotting fans will remember this one. I don't mean actual train spotters, I mean fans of the film Train Spotting that shot Ewan McGregor to stardom. This featured big on the soundtrack, didn't it? I think I owned that soundtrack. Fantastic. Choose Life, All That Gubbins. I'll leave you with Iggy.
Could have lost for life. Phoenix FM.
Iggy Pop most definitely has a lust for life. It's the show that goes like this, Life Hack Special, hence all the tracks have the word life in them tonight, and in between, loads of tips to just possibly improve your existence very, very slightly. Such as this one. If you want to save money these days of trying to be frugal, but you can't help but love your coffee from certain brands. I don't know if this is the same in every coffee shop, but a large size at Starbucks, commonly known as a venti, will fit perfectly into two tall Starbucks, which is the small, basically. So there's tall, grande and venti, isn't there? So if you're with a friend and you were both going to have a small latte in Starbucks, you might as well just buy one venti, get a second cup and share it between you. And it will save you money. That's impressive. I love that. That is a great, great hack. Now, what about if you're going to the beach or something like that? Once the weather gets warmer, you might not have as many clothes with you, as many layers on, and you may not want to be carrying stuff around. If you want a secret place to hide some cash whilst leaving stuff at the beach and not making it look like you've left cash around, you could empty out an old lip balm, yes, and dig away any remaining bit of the substance. Cotton swab can wipe away any waxy residue, and then you can roll up money and stick it in an old lip balm container. That's quite useful, I think. I like that one, yeah. And with summer approaching, if you want a drink to be ice cold and you want it quickly, if you wrap a wet paper towel around a bottle of drink, whether it's alcoholic or non-alcoholic, put it in the freezer, in about 15 minutes it will be almost completely ice cold. Wrap a wet paper towel around your drink and put it in the freezer. Yes! More tips coming throughout the rest of the show. I'm with you up until 8 o'clock. It's all very exciting. I know your life will be better with me. Kelly Clarkson agrees, but puts it in a different way.
Yes, this means you're sorry. You're standing at my door. Yes, this means you take back all you said before. Like how much you wanted anyone but me. Said you'd never come back, but here you are again. 'Cause we belong together now. Yeah. Forever united here somehow. Yeah. You got a piece of me.
but I can't let you go.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. Hope you're having a lovely Tuesday so far. It will only be lovelier by having listened to this programme. It's my Life Hacks special, interspersed with tracks with the word life in them. Very, very exciting. We've all been here. We've all been in a building or a house where there's chewing gum on the carpet and you think, oh dear, that's partly ruined the carpet. How frustrating. However, when chewing gum freezes, it gets brittle and easily breaks apart. If you put some ice cubes in a bag and stick them over the chewing gum on your carpet for about half an hour, it will freeze and crumble and be super easy to pull out of the carpet, hoover up or whatever. Fantastic. Love that. Ice pack or some ice cubes in a bag on top of the chewing gum, freeze it. No more worries about gum in the carpet. Also, if you have a resealable bag or two left and you wish you had three or four left and you haven't got time to nip to the shop, heat up an old butter knife on the hob or with a lighter. Obviously make sure it's not a solid metal knife, because while heating it up you could be holding the other end and hurt yourself. Make sure it's got a plastic handle or something like that. Heat up the knife so it's very hot and cut a resealable bag down the middle, clearly on a chopping board or something like that. But the hot knife will cauterize the edge of the bag, and the cauterized edges are as strong as the factory sealed edges. Impressive. You've got to enjoy that. If you can, if you wanted two slightly smaller bags, there we go. You can make yourself two resealable bags from one. Marvellous. More life hacks than you can shake a stick at. We talked about kindling earlier and using the dryer lint, all the stuff that gets clogged in your tumble dryer. Here's something if you're very desperate. If you can't find anything and you were enjoying some snacks in the forest and wanted to start a fire responsibly, you can use tortilla chips as kindling. Tortilla chips as kindling. There we go. Not heard that one before. I'm quite impressed with some of these life hacks. I'm enjoying finding them out myself as I'm sharing them with you lovely leg ends. Right, let's have a slowed down, chilled out track with the word life in it. And slightly melancholy as well from Michael Jackson.
I don't know whether to laugh or cry. don't know whether to live or die, and it cuts like a knife. She's out of my life. It's out of my hands. It's out of my hands. To think for 2 years she was here, and I took her for granted. I was so cavalier. Now the way that it stands, she's out of my hands. So I've learned that love's not possession, and I've learned that love won't wait. Now I've learned that love needs expression, but I've learned too late, and she's out of my life. She's out of my life. Damn indecision and cursed pride. I kept my love for her locked deep inside, and it cuts like a knife. She's out of my life.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
What a lovely track. Michael Jackson, She's Out of My Life. Approaching 7 o'clock here, almost an hour gone through already. So many life hacks, so many ways to improve your life have been shared already in the first 58 minutes on this station tonight, but still plenty more to come in the remaining 61 and a bit minutes. Excitement building, oh yes. And loads of great music as well to keep your ears happy. So don't go anywhere. 98.0, phoenixfm.com, and available on smart speaker as well. Just ask it to play Phoenix FM, and also spread the word. Tell people about the station. Tell them how fabulous it is on a Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. But of course, all the rest of the time as well. Check out stuff on our website. Plenty of exciting features. If you're local to the area as well, it's really, really fabulous. So, right, what else can I tell you to improve your life? Well, if you're selling an item online, you can get a professional-looking photo for your item by using your bathtub as a white backdrop. I would never have thought of that. Use your bathtub as a white backdrop. Yes. And here's a weird thing as well. If you are susceptible to motion sickness, if you're riding in a car, for instance, or you've been on a fairground ride and are feeling woozy afterwards, massaging your wrist at the base of your thumb can be an effective cure for motion sickness. Massaging your wrist at the base of your thumb. Yeah, there we go. That's exciting. What else? Well, if you want to chill white wine, don't want to put ice in it because it'll water it down, why not freeze some grapes and put those in the bottom of your white wine? Stuff like that just feels ingenious. It's just like, why have I never thought of this? Ah, and I know what you're thinking. You've played lots of relatively serious music lately, Ben. Can we have something a little bit more humorous, a little bit more frivolous, that still has the word life in it? You're asking for the moon. No, you're not. You're asking for the Monty Python.
some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey,
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of spit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you.
And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Come on, boy, cheer up.
Always look on the right side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Worst things happen to see, you know. Days, especially you old people. All you're going to do is sit around and moan as you take your teeth away. Now come on, girls, put the kettle on, have a nice cup of tea. That's it. All right, come on, you groovy disc jockey. Better get this rubbish off now.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It's a show that goes like this. It's a life hacks special. Let's share with you some more things to make your life better. Now, if you wanted a kind of message board but didn't want a big one, you know, one of those ones covered in felt that you put up on your wall somewhere and you don't have any wall space, why not buy a picture frame, put some nice picture in there or a nice background or something, and then you can write on the glass at the front of the picture frame with a dry white marker, and you can just wipe it off as you need to. Lovely, lovely way to make a little message board for your house. I may actually implement that. Now, I've heard this one related specifically to chocolate spread, but I think it would work with jam, peanut butter, anything like that. You know, when you get to the bottom of them, there's always bits left in the bottom and not quite enough to put on some bread or toast or whatever you were going to use it for, some sort of dessert. Why not put ice cream into the jar and therefore finish off whatever's left in the bottom with some ice cream and make it into a wonderful dessert helping for yourself? Don't do it when the jar's still half full. That would be sheer craziness. But yeah, I'm guessing jams, I'm guessing peanut butter and chocolate spread, that would all work with. Probably not. Marmite. I'm upset myself thinking of that one, I have to say. No, not so keen on that. Anyway, here's Ronan Keating. He likes roller coasters. I talked about them a minute ago. Should have used this link then. Ready for more tips to help you through life? Here we go. We all know getting enough water is vital for staying healthy, but did you know it can actually boost your metabolism as well? If you drink 2 cups of cold water or glasses on an empty stomach, it has recently been proven to boost your metabolism by up to 30%. Crikey. If you're thinking of moving I know the rental market is particularly difficult at the moment, things getting snapped up very quickly, but if you're thinking of moving, before telling your landlord, ask them to fix anything that's broken. They often legally have to, and then when you move out, they won't be able to take it out of your deposit, just in case that hadn't occurred to you. Also, entirely randomly, you may notice your lampshades being a bit of a dust magnet. Why not invest in one of those lint rollers and wipe it over your lampshades? Often a place where dust collects and people forget to clean. A lint roller on a lampshade can really help. Here's a good one as well. When you've used some of a roll of wrapping paper and there's some left and you just kind of roll it back up and put an elastic band over it or something like that, and then the band breaks and then there's bits of paper everywhere and it's frustrating. Cut open a toilet roll holder along the length of it and use it as a cuff to save your wrapping paper and keep it from unrolling. That's quite useful. I like that. Yeah, I think that works. There's an image online I'm looking at that looks like it's bound to work, so yeah. Don't say you don't learn things on the show that goes like this. Oh, yes, you certainly wouldn't say this show had ruined your life. What, Zara Larsson would? Why? Not having that, Zara. You haven't tuned into the whole thing. Oh, well.
I miss you, pushing me close to the edge. I miss you. I wish I knew what I had when I left. I miss you. You set fire to my world, couldn't handle the heat. Now I'm sleeping alone and I'm starting to freeze. Baby, come bring me out, let it rain over me. Baby, come back to me. I want you to rule my life, you to rule my life, you to rule my life, yeah. I want you to rule my nights, you to rule my nights, yeah, all of my nights, yeah. I want you to bring it all on, if you make it all wrong, let it make it all right, yeah. I want you to rule my life, you to rule my life, you to rule my life. I want you to rule my life, you to rule my life, you to rule my life, yeah. I want you to rule my nights, you to rule my nights, yeah, all of my nights, yeah. I want you to bring it all on, if you make it all wrong, better make it all right, yeah. I want you to rule my life, you to rule my life, you to rule my life. I miss you more than I thought that I could. I miss you. I know you miss me too, like you should. I miss you. You set fire to my world, couldn't handle the heat. Now I'm sleeping alone and I'm starting to freeze. Baby, come bring me air, let it rain over me. Baby, come back to me. Baby, come back to me. I want you to rule my life, you to rule my life, you to rule my life, yeah. I want you to rule my nights, you to rule my nights, yeah, all of my nights, yeah. I want you to bring it all on, if you make it all wrong, let it make it all right, yeah. I want you to rule my life, you to rule my life, you to rule my life. I want you to rule my life, you to rule my life, you to rule my life, yeah. I want you to rule my nights, you to rule my nights, yeah, all of my nights, yeah. I want you to bring it all on, if you make it all wrong, let it make it all right, yeah. I want you to rule my life, you to rule my life, you to rule my life. I miss you, I miss you. I wish you would come back to, come back to me, come back to me, come back to me.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons, coming up to 7:15 this fabulous Tuesday evening. Hope it's treating you well. Thanks for sharing part of it with me. Wonderful. Now, here's some more life hacks for you. This is quite an interesting one. People may be worried about their children being exposed to just watching TV or watching cartoons and stuff from a very young age and not being engaged and not learning at a proper rate, if you turn on the subtitles while your child is watching TV, it enables them to learn verbal and spelling skills without even knowing about it necessarily. A lot of things repeat the same words over and over, which means they won't have to sound out words. They will just know what they look like. That's interesting. I would never have thought of that. I don't have kids myself, so I would never have considered that method. Also, if you're eating strawberries, and we've all had those times where you cut the top off and you think, have I got it all? I've now got bits of strawberry on my hand. If you poke a straw through the bottom of the strawberry up through the top, it will remove the husk safely and reasonably from the strawberry. That's a good one. I like that. I think that is a good one. Poke a straw from the bottom of the strawberry all the way through to the top and it will remove the husk. Now, if you do a lot of gardening or deal with plants, and you find water settling at the bottom of a plant pot and you can get root rot, to combat that problem, cut up old sponges and put them in the bottom of the pot. They retain moisture and also create necessary air space and help prevent water from flushing out the bottom. Sponge acts as a water reserve and keeps soil moist for longer. Loving bringing you these life hacks tonight. Don't go anywhere. 98.0 and phoenixfm.com. It certainly isn't a hard life tonight, thanks to me, but Queen, not so sure. I know!
I've only got myself to blame. It's just a simple fact of life. It can happen to anyone. You win, you lose. It's a chance you have to take with love. Oh yeah, I fell in love, but now you say it's over and I'm falling apart. Yeah, yeah, it's a we'll be right back.
always live for tomorrow. I look back on myself and say, I did it for love. Yes, I did it for love.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is still the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Hope everything is fabulous. Now, have you got a dirty pair of old white trainers and you want to kind of bring them back to life a little bit? All you need is an old toothbrush and some toothpaste. Non-gel white toothpaste will work best. Apply that to the toothbrush and then work the paste into the dirty spots on your old white shoes and leave it on for about 10 minutes, then wipe it off with a damp towel. I would never have thought of that for cleaning shoes. I think that's quite a good one. Yeah, I like it. Oh, yes. What about this? Often, the best room in a cheap hotel is better than a cheap room in an expensive hotel. So don't shy away from cheaper hotels. Yeah, okay. Not being the person that travels the globe and stays in many luxury hotels, I'm not too sure. But anyway, we've learnt some interesting stuff so far tonight. Oh, yes. Now, how can you fix your sleep schedule? Well, this is difficult, but stop eating during the 12-hour period before you want to be awake. Once you start eating again, your internal clock will reset, telling your body it's the start of a new day. If you've had some kind of project on that's made you keep weird hours and you want to get to normal hours or you want to change your sleep schedule, stop eating for 12 hours before you want to be awake. So if you've been getting up at 10 in the morning and then you want to get up at 7 in the morning, stop eating after 7 at night the previous night. When you get up at 7 in the morning and eat, your body will begin thinking it's the start of a new day. That's quite fascinating. I like that. I find that genuinely interesting. Also, what I find interesting is space travel. David Bowie knows all about life on Mars.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seats with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools and say, is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow, Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads.
Blue Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again as I ask you to focus on.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is my life hack special, so I'm going to get into some more for you. Here are some good ones. Like I said, with white wine, keeping it cold without watering it down, freezing some grapes, putting them at the bottom of a glass. Why not fill your ice cube tray with cold filter coffee? And then the next time you make an iced coffee or a frappe, you can use frozen coffee cubes and ensure it doesn't get watered down. That's quite a good one. If you sleep very heavily and are sleeping through your alarm, your phone alarm isn't loud enough, put your phone inside a glass. It will crank up the volume. That's a good one. And also, if you open a tin of paint and then put a rubber band around the length of the tin of paint so that it's over the middle of the opening at the top and going down the sides of the paint tin and under the bottom, you can use that to wipe any excess paint from your brush and not get paint on the sides of the tin. That's a good one as well. I like that. I'm going to do that next time I'm painting, which is so regularly. Now, here's something bizarre. I'd never thought of this. Dents in wooden surfaces can be annoying, but they can be fixed. If you soak a cloth in water and wring it out so it's not sopping wet, then put a damp washcloth on the affected area. The water will get through into the wood, which is fine. Now, then you have your iron on its highest setting. Place it on the damp washcloth over the affected area. Make small movements back and forth and in circles. Press down firmly and continue until the cloth gets dry. It won't take that long to evaporate. At that point, the wood fibres are absorbing the water and should expand back to where they were originally. You can repeat the process and it will definitely help reduce or eliminate dents from wooden materials in your home. That's quite interesting. I think that's a good one. Something else I want to try, but I'm desperately trying to think of something wooden in my home that's seriously dented. Anyway, you may remember, if you were here right at the start of the show at 6 o'clock tonight, that we started off musically with It's My Life by Bon Jovi. Why am I playing that? Well, all the tracks have to have the word life in because it's a life hack special. Well, here's It's My Life. What, are you playing Bon Jovi again? No! This is No Doubt. That's, I don't mean there's no doubt, I mean that's the name of the band.
It's funny how I find myself in love with you. Yeah.
FM.
No doubt, and It's My Life. Not the same track as Bon Jovi and It's My Life. Called the same, but can be different. There we go. Another life hack for you. If you want to separate PDF pages without having to download any new software, you can simply use the Google Chrome browser, which is bizarre. If you use that to scan the internet for things, very, very useful. Open the PDF file in Chrome, click on Print, then select Custom Pages option, and you can choose to save as a PDF. There we go. And you can separate pages of a PDF document in that fashion. I like that. See, a lot of these, very, very useful. Oh, yes. If you're bringing a cake to a function, cut off a small piece before putting it out, because no one wants to be the first person to cut the cake. Unless you're at a wedding, then I'm pretty sure the bride and groom do want to be the first people to cut it. If you do that at a wedding, probably going to be frowned upon. Right, here come the Manics.
Of dignity.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Still want to squeeze in four tracks and plenty more life hacks before I go off the air tonight on this life hacks special. What can I share with you right now? Well, you may have to look this up online to find the exact point, but if you look at the palm of your hand, there's a spot kind of about a centimetre, half inch below the end of your index finger going into your palm and slightly towards your thumb, just inside where that kind of webbing bit is. And that's known as the Union Valley, but it's actually on the back of your hand. So if you pinch that area with your thumb and index finger, you can relieve neck and head tension very, very quickly. Look up online the Union Valley and relieving tension. I'm looking at a sort of hand map with a little red dot on it. But yes, on the back of your hand, if you pinch that area with your thumb and index finger, you can relieve neck and head tension. That is useful. Also, a staple remover, you've seen them, you know, they have perfectly sized thin teeth for sliding between the rings of a key ring. Save worrying about nails or breaking your nails or just not being able to do it. When you clamp them down, it spreads the key rings, rings apart and makes it easy to slide on a new key. Staple remover. There we go, fabulous. Now time for the Foo Fighters.
For something, something never comes, never leads to nothing, nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close, closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, I dream of the day, when it comes around and it's taken away, leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most, feel it come to life when I see your ghost. Just what I need. Another reason to bleed. One by one hidden up my sleeve.
One by one hidden up my sleeve.
Done, done, and I'm on to the next one. Done, done, and I'm on to the next one.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the Foo Fighters with All My Life. A couple of quick life hacks to get the final few tracks squeezed in. If you've lost some small item of jewellery or something like that on the floor, or in a rug, or in something deep like that, if you put a stocking or pair of tights over the end of your vacuum cleaner and go around the floor with that, it will hoover up small things, but obviously not suck them into the entire length of the pipe or the vacuum cleaner. Good way of finding lost items. Also, if you want to increase the chances of someone returning your lost wallet or purse, put a baby picture inside it. A recent study showed people are more likely to return a lost item like that if they find such an image inside. There we go, improving your life for another 15 minutes. Here are the Eagles.
We'll be right back. Phoenix FM.
Well, there's just 10 minutes left of tonight's show. What else can I share with you in that time? Here's a really good one. Actually, this was told to me by a friend at work, and I've just had it confirmed online. Well, it was confirmed in front of my eyes, but yeah, thanks to Martin Hill for this one. We've all accidentally written on something with a permanent marker and then had to wait a long time for it to fade away or scraped it off or damaged the thing it had been written on. If you write on something accidentally with a permanent marker and then you write on the thing with a water-based marker that can be dry wiped away, if you write over the permanent marker with the dry wipe marker, you can then wipe both away. Quite impressive. It won't work on all surfaces, obviously, but on certain surfaces it will definitely work, and that's quite impressive. I was quite relieved when I saw that. Here's another hack for you. Always sign original documents in blue, then you will always know which is the original and which is a copy, because obviously the copy will be in black. Unless you do a colour copy, then that defeats the entire object. Right, here at Westlife.
An empty street, an empty house, a hole inside my heart. I'm all alone, the rooms are getting smaller. I wonder how, I wonder why, I wonder where they are. The days we had, the songs we sang together, oh yeah. Holding on forever, reaching for a love that seems so far. So I say a little prayer and hope my dreams will take me there, where the skies are blue to see you once again, my love. Overseas from coast to coast to find the place I love. Stop to keep myself from thinking, oh no. I wonder how, I wonder why, I wonder where they are. The days we had, the songs we sang together, oh yeah. And oh my love, I'm holding on.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Westlife with My Love, just the play out track left for tonight's show. Hope you've enjoyed tuning in and listening to all the little tips to help you throughout life. I'm trying to remember some of the ones I've talked about. Now, I like that permanent marker one, if you've ever had an issue with that. There was the thing about if you're running out of resealable freezer bags or something like that, you can make two small ones out of a big one with a knife. There were ways of making your plants grow better, ways of keeping your clothes fresh for longer. It's all been fabulous. Anyway, Rob Harvey up next with Synth City, so don't go anywhere after the news at 8 o'clock, and I'm going to play out with a final track with the word life in it. Very, very well known one. See you next week. Bye for now.
Now I have the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Cause I have the time of my life, and I owe.
I've been waiting for so long, now I finally found someone to stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall, and we felt this magical fantasy.
Now with passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise the secret me. So we take each other's hand, cause we seem to understand the urgency.
Never felt this way before.
Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I hope it.